Jackie, good to see you. Lots of variety over the weekend, and we start with a lot of Saturday events. One, folks have been hearing about on KRWG radio, at least briefly. It is a new exhibit at the New Mexico State University Art Gallery.
Yeah, so this is a really cool exhibit called Light Tricks by artists Julie Albert and Andy Arkley. They're going to be presenting a new installation, sculpture, drawings, and interactive videos. Each of the artists utilizes various forms of light and shadow to evoke a nostalgic, playful, and dramatic mood. And this is all going to be happening at the NMSU Art Gallery Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more info, you guys could call 575-646-2545.
All right. You can get out and run on Saturday, too. And it's for a good cause.
So this is another fun event, the Cupid's Chase 5K. This race takes place every February to celebrate the founding of Community Options. In February 1989, Cupid's Chase raises both funds and awareness for Community Options' mission of providing residential and employment services to individuals with disabilities. And this is all going to be happening at Old Mesilla Plaza. Registration is at 7 a.m. and race starts at 9 a.m.
Okay. Also on Saturday, a great activity for families. If you have children out there that whether or not you think they're interested in crafts, it's always a great opportunity. Crafts for Kids.
So since Valentine's Day is coming up, Crafts for Kids will be doing some fun Valentine's crafts for children of all ages at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Children this weekend will get to create woven hearts that they can give to that special person on Valentine's Day. For more info, you guys could visit nmfarmandranchmuseum.org.
Okay. We mentioned earlier the race. There is another opportunity to get outside on Saturday and get some exercise, but with this one, you're also going to get to learn about African American history.
So in celebration of Black History Month, the Leesburg Dam State Park will be having a special ranger-led hike, a 2.5-mile hike to learn about African American history of the area from the present to the Buffalo Soldiers of the 1800s. You can also learn the unique flora and fauna and geothermal springs. It is important to bring water and some good hiking shoes. The event is free. For more info, you guys could call 575-525-4068.
All right. And finally on Saturday, if you're down at the farmer's market, you may want to stop in to the Brannigan Cultural Center. You will have a chance, if you do that, to be part of a Lunar New Year celebration.
In honor of the Chinese New Year, the Brannigan Cultural Center at NMSU, at the NMSU Confucius Institute, I should say, is hosting their third annual Lunar New Year celebration from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This year marks the Year of the Pig, and in celebration, the Brannigan Cultural Center and the Confucius Institute will be hosting crafts and activities for families. Events include creating traditional Chinese noisemakers and making your own red envelope. For more info, you guys could call 575-541-2154 or visit www.las-cruces/museums.
Okay, you can read more about all of those events on the Las Cruces Sun News website. The Pulse section, of course, is in the newspaper every Thursday. And Jackie Devine is the Pulse editor for the Sun News. Jackie, thanks.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.